Okay, today we're going to continue in the very last parak of Masechta Shviyos, and we're up to Parak Gilad, Mishnah Zayin. So again, we're working with the halacha that you're only allowed to write a prosbul if the borrower owns karka. So we have to define what exactly is karka. What if you have something that's technically movable, but you cement it into the ground? So is that considered karka? So kaveres devarim, if you have a beehive that's on the ground, if you look at the Bar Tanuri, it says kishimu chuberes betit. If it's cemented into the ground, there's no doubt that it has a din of karka, meaning something that's mechuber lekarka is dino kekarka. That's always the halacha by Kabbalah's Tumah and by everything else, right? Like, we have in Hilchas Nida, we have to discuss sometimes whether something is mekabel Tumah when it comes to the dinim of ksamim. So a toilet bowl is considered to be karka and is not mekabel Tumah. Why? Because it's mechuber lekarka. It's, it's connected to the ground. Anything connected to the ground has a din of karka, and therefore that's not the machlokas over here. Bar Tanur also points out the machlokas is also not if it's sitting on a pedestal of some sort, then everyone agrees that it has a din of karka and not that it has a din of kelim and not karka. The machlokas is it's sitting directly on the ground, but you didn't cement it into the ground. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Harei Ki Karka. Rabbi Elazar says it still has a din of karka, and therefore, as far as Darkei Hakinyan, the way your Kona Metaltalin is by doing a hagba, a meshicha, something like that. But the way you kona karka is nol gadru paretz, is a kesef shtaru chazaka. Chazaka means nol gadru paretz. So there are different methods of kinyanim for karka than there is for metaltalin, v'kosven la prosbul, and therefore, nogea to our discussion, you can write a prosbul if the guy owns a beehive, veina mekabel tumah v'mekoma, and it can't be mekabel tumah. If it's still there on the ground, just like karka can't be mekabel tumah, v'arod mimena b'shabes chayiv, and someone who takes honey from the beehive on Shabbos, it's like taking something out of the ground. It's like pulling out a plant from the ground, and therefore he's going to be chayiv because this is considered to be mechuber lekarka. So that's why you're going to be chayiv chatos if you wrote the mimenu b'Shabbos. The Bar Tanur points out that this is derived because dechsiv the pasuk says in Shmuel vayitbalo sabi yaros hadvash. So ma inyan ya'ar etzel dvash. We're so used to that phrase yaros dvash. You ever think about it? What does a forest have to do with honey? Elamai yar hatosh men b'shabes chayiv chatas. Avtavash harod men b'shabes chayiv chatas. Teach me this din that just like if you pull a tree out of the forest, you're chayiv chatas. So too, if you take honey out of a beehive, you're also going to be chayiv chatas. But the Bar Tanur says in halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So again, Rabbi Eliezer holds that this beehive has a full fledged din of karka. But v'chamomrim eino kekarka ve'in kosun la prosbul mekabels. That it does not have a din of karka with regard to kinyanim, you cannot write a prosbul on it because it's not considered that the borrower owns karka. It's mekabel tuma because it is not karka. And if you take something, if you pull honey from it on Shabbos, you're pater. So legabe all four halachos, there is this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Mishnah Ches hamachzir chov b'shvius. If someone actually tries to repay his debt after the Shemitah already canceled the loan, over here b'shvius doesn't mean during the Shemitah year, because it's the end of the Shemitah year that cancels the loan. So we're talking about it's after the Shemitah year has already canceled the loan. So Yomer lo, the lender has to say, Meshamedani, I cancel the debt. So Yomer lo, Afal Pikein, but if the guy says, no, even so, I want to pay it back, then you are allowed to accept it. Shnemar, Vizeh Dvar HaShemitah, because the Pasuk says, Vizeh Dvar HaShemitah, it sounds like you only have to say one Dibor, and after that one Dibor, then you're allowed to collect the debt. It's just one word that he has to say, Meshamedani, and once he said that one mishamitani, then he's allowed to collect afterwards. So there's going to be a similar idea where devar is used to teach us that it's just a one-time thing. If you have someone who murdered by accident who has to run to an ir miklat, and the people in the city want to honor him with something because they think he's an honorable person, so Yomalem, he has to tell them, there's a reason I'm here. I'm here because I'm a rotzeach. I'm here because I'm a murderer. Amrulov, they tell him, Afal Pikein, we still want to honor you, Yekalim, then he's allowed to accept from the Shnemar Zedvar Rotzeach, because it says Zedvar Rotzeach, this is the word of the Rotzeach, which means that he only needs to say the word once. He only needs to say once that he's a Rotzeach, and after that, he's permitted to accept the honor. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that there's Machlokas Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, whether a beehive that's sitting on the ground has a din of karka or doesn't have a din of karka, and there are four nafkaminas. What sorts of kinyanim do you use? Can you write a puzzle on it? Is it mekabel tuma? And are you chayiv for taking honey from it on Shabbos? And in Mishnah Ches, we learn two halachos relating to dvar, to the word dvar in the Torah, that if that one halacha relates to Shemitah, that if you just say once, Meshamet ani, and subsequently the guy still wants to pay you back, you're allowed to accept payment. And the other is that if a person is a rotzeach and run to a near miklat, he only has to say once that he's a rotzeach if they want to honor him, and then after that he's allowed to receive the honor. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we will finish Masechta Shviyos by learning the last Mishnah and then move on as well.